The Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 176.
Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Vola Alabi.
Hello everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Bola Alabi, and thank you once again for joining me here today. It's always a pleasure to have you guys tune in and join me and listen to this podcast, and it is because of you, people like you, that our podcast is growing. So I want to quickly tell you and let you know that I truly appreciate you joining me here today. Guys, it may already, so 4 months gone in the year. Today, I want to talk about why you need to celebrate your wins. That is, I want you to celebrate the progress that you are making in life. I want you to celebrate the victory that you have obtained, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant whatever you have accomplished is. Yes, I want you to celebrate your wins. I don't know where you are on your journey in life. I don't know the amount of progress you have made so far towards your goals, towards those plans. But if you have made any progress, I want you to appreciate those progress. I want you to celebrate everything that you have accomplished. You see, most of the time, we always tend to focus on those things that we are yet to accomplish, while we completely ignore and neglect the things that we have. And these often lead to frustration because we feel that, hey, we are a failure because we are not where we want to be. And this makes us get into this comparison game whereby we look at the life of our colleagues or our neighbors or someone else. We look at them, we feel like, hey, these people, they are way ahead of us in the race of life. And that causes us to feel frustrated. I want you to have a mental shift today. I want you to start looking at your progress, no matter how small they may be. And I want you to celebrate everything that you have accomplished. I want you to know that this life, it's not you versus your neighbor, or you versus your colleague, or you versus someone else for that matter. It is a game of you versus you. If you are doing better today than you were yesterday, then you need to have that celebration. You need to appreciate the progress that you have made. I know it can be frustrating for people to have certain plans and things not going the way they had planned. I know that. But I want us to have that mental shift. I want us to look and appreciate the things that we have accomplished. And to do that, you need to conduct what I call a self-assessment. And this is what you need to do. Go back, sit down in a quiet place and examine your goals, all the plans that you've had, maybe since the beginning of this year or maybe for some time now. If you have made any progress at all, then you should celebrate your wins. Maybe you were in this huge debt last year. Maybe you owe $50,000. Yes, I know today you've not finished paying off that debt. But guess what? You only have $20,000 left. That's progress. You should celebrate it. Maybe in your job search, you are looking for a certain job so that you can earn a certain amount of income. But today, you are not there. But guess what? You are employed. You have a job that you go to every day, and that job is putting food on your table. You should celebrate your wins. Maybe for you, your plan was to lose about 20 pounds of weight. You've not hit the target, but you've lost about 10 pounds. Yes, you should celebrate the wins. Maybe your case is that you want to start maintaining good and healthy relationships with your loved ones. You still have issues with them, but your relationship is becoming more cordial. I want you to celebrate the wins. So what I'm saying today is that no matter what our goals may be, no matter where we want to be, we should celebrate the little progress that we are making. We should celebrate and rejoice in the progress that we've made so far. And why is that important? It is important to celebrate your progress or your wins because it makes you appreciate what you have. And guess what? If you appreciate what you have, you are going to have the motivation to keep going towards what you desire. And you'll be able to have the confidence that you will get there. Because when you look back and see what you have accomplished so far, that confidence will come to you that, hey, if I can do these certain things, then if I keep working hard, if I keep pushing on, then I'll be able to do much more. And that's why it's important to celebrate our wins. So, no matter where you are today, you may not be where you want to be yet. I know you are still struggling to pay off that debt that is hanging over your neck, that is giving you sleepless nights. But you've been working two jobs so that you can quickly pay off the debt. You should celebrate what you've accomplished. I know maybe for your case you still struggle with alcohol consumption or porn addiction. But if you are trying, if you are making that effort to get rid of these addictions, then you should celebrate your wins. I know you still find it difficult to be on time at work. You are what they call habitual late comer. You are always late to whatever meeting, to wherever you need to go. But you made the determination this year that you always be on time. So maybe you are not there yet. Maybe you've not hit your target yet, but you've made some progress. I want you to celebrate your wins. Maybe for you, you set up your business. By now, you are expecting to have about 500 customers. Guess what? You only have 5. You may think that you are a failure. I'm here to encourage you to celebrate your wins. I'm here to tell you that even though you've not hit the target yet, you've made some progress. Treat your customers right and keep showing up. With time, 5 will become 50. And guess what? 50 will grow to 500. Maybe you are a student. You've been working hard all semesters to get your grade up. You are still having an average of B in one of your classes. At least you got it to a B from a C. Celebrate your wins. keep working hard. That B will soon become an A. So my message today is that we should all celebrate our wins and appreciate the progress that we have made. And by doing this, it positions us for greater accomplishments. So don't forget, my friends, celebrate your wins. And that's where I'm wrapping it today. Thank you very much for listening. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please click the subscribe button so that you will know whenever I roll out any new episode. Thank you again for joining. And this is the Career Evangelist signing out.